old fashioned. Alrighty, we are joined in the media center by Greg Anderson, who drove to a 6.541 at 209.79 miles per hour in his Summit Racing Equipment Chevrolet Camaro during Q1 as he chases his sixth number one qualifier and looking for his second in a row. All these points are obviously important, but how big was it to come away with whatever you can today?
Well, it was big, obviously, to show the world that we've got a great car this weekend. That's first and foremost, and certainly builds confidence in me. I've always been a guy that kind of loves to have confidence. Without it, I'm a little short. With it, I think I can do pretty good. So I've definitely got it today. It was a great, great day. We got all the points you could possibly get. We're on top of the pack, on top of the heap, and we brought a great car. And you know, I've been saying it all year. You need to, I guess, peak at the right time. I've had a great playoff run, but if this could be the best race of the six race countdown for me, that would be a dream come true, without a doubt. So off to a great start. And, you know, the bonus points are great. And the bottom line is, it looks like I'm kind of stuck in the middle of the round, so we're probably not going to make or lose a round through the bonus points. So it all comes down to Sunday. What's going to happen on Sunday? You're just basically setting the table and preparing everybody's mind for what's going to happen on Sunday, and it's going to be crazy. The three of us all ran 6:56 on the last run. That's the way it's going to be on Sunday. And he who executes most, best. Doesn't make mistakes, executes the best, is going to come away your champion. So two of the three of us are going to have long faces by the end of the day, and one's going to be very happy, and I'm just hoping to brand as me.
Greg, today you were standing there watching your competitors before it was your turn to the car. What were your thoughts at that moment?
Well, you're just trying to see what everybody's got out there, and I feel good, and I know I've got a great race car, but I just keep expecting that scoreboard to light up with one of those cars and somebody going to go around you, and when they don't, you just feel like you dodge bullets, you know, and you feel good at the end of the day. So we finished on top of the heap today. I wish it was Sunday and I could say that, and maybe it will be. We'll just see.
Consistency has obviously been a strength of yours this year, so how much confidence does that give you going into the rest of this week and knowing how tough the competition is, and yet you've been so successful?
It is, and that's really the truth through the whole countdown. We probably haven't been the strongest car. We certainly haven't had a performance edge, but we've outraced everybody. We haven't made the mistakes. We've been confident. We've been consistent. We haven't made bad runs. We haven't made big mistakes. Some of the other guys have, and that's why I have a lead. So we just need to somehow keep our nose to the grindstone and keep doing what we're doing. Don't try to change things. Just keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully that consistency pays off in the end. We've been, without a doubt, the most consistent car, and if I can keep that going through one more weekend, I got a great chance.
But so far, it looks like your two competitors are a little further down the ladder. Does that give you a feeling of comfort at all?
Well, yes and no. They're down the ladder because they didn't make a great run on the first run, but they did the second run. We all ran within 0.03 of a second on the second run, and that's more realistic of what I know is going to happen come Sunday and what we're capable of. So the cars are tuned evenly. They're prepared evenly. They've got the same exact parts in them. They should run the same, and that's what they did the second round today. I kind of knocked one out of the park on that first run, and they missed a little bit. So I got the bonus points. They didn't, but they've still got great race cars. They've got to feel good about that, but I got the points that were out there today.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, guys.